And that music tells me it's time once again for Judy Russick to join us for the weekly theater review. And Judy, nice to see you again.
Nice to be here, Rob.
So we're going to be looking at the musical that's now on stage at Baltimore Center Stage. It's an interesting title, Fun Home. Sounds like fun. Is it?
Well, it's not fun in the sense that you're thinking, Rob. Mm. Fun doesn't stand for a good time in this show. It is short for Funeral Home. This is a coming-of-age, coming-out musical about a woman, a cartoonist, whose father ran a funeral home in their small town in Pennsylvania. This is a serious, smart, distinctive, Tony Award-winning musical, and it is receiving an excellent first-rate production at Baltimore Center Stage. The musical is actually based on an autobiographical graphic novel by lesbian cartoonist Alison Bechdel. And the character of Allison is the protagonist in the musical. She's played by three different actors at different ages, as a little girl, as a college freshman, and as an adult in her 40s. About 10 minutes into the show, adult Allison tells us that her father killed himself. This is mentioned so early, I'm not spoiling anything. We don't need spoiler alerts. So though there is some humor in the show, it is not funny, not fun as in funny. But it is very insightful about the dangers of keeping family secrets. In this case, Allison's father, a high school English teacher as well as the local mortician, was a deeply closeted gay man. He also fastidiously restored the old house that Allison grew up in, a house whose details, perfect details, ultimately couldn't disguise the cracks that he created in the foundation of his home life. There's a song about this facade early in the show. It's called Welcome to Our House on Maple Avenue. The incisive libretto is by Lisa Crone. The music's by Janine Tesori. Let's listen.
Welcome to our house on Maple Avenue.
Welcome to our house on Maple Avenue.
See how we polish and we
see how we polish and
we
That was the cast of Fun Home at Baltimore Center Stage. Isn't it unusual, Judy, to turn a graphic novel into a musical? That's a very interesting transformation. How do they pull that off on stage?
Well, I think this is a first. There have been other musicals based on cartoons. Annie is certainly the most famous, most successful, but I can't think of another one based on a graphic novel. The Baltimore Center Stage set is designed by Scott Bradley, and it has seven screens in frames at the back of the stage.
Interesting.
Cartoons that Allison is drawing are often projected into these frames. There's a song about halfway through called Maps. Maps is sung by the adult Allison character, and the map that she's drawing isn't only on the screens, it's projected on the floor. And she walks on it, trying to map out the markers in her life and her father's life. It ends with a line about how her father constricted his life. For most of the show, adult Allison is the narrator. She's at her drafting table. She's creating the graphic memoir we're seeing acted out. The narration is generally spoken through captions. The captions are her way of trying to make sense of her own life and of her childhood. Adult Allison is played by Andrea Prestonario, and I brought an example of Allison trying to caption a scene between her parents. You're going to hear how out of touch her father is, even with his own sons.
Caption, my newfound queerness was, no, unable to process this tsunami-like revelation from my father. Tsunami-like, no. Caption, I leapt into my new life with both feet and I blocked out everything that was happening at home.
Where the hell are John and Christian?
John's at Cosgrove's probably.
Why?
Because he works there.
I should have been paying attention. Caption, I should have been paying attention.
Since when?
We're listening to Andrea Prestonario, Jeffrey Denman, and Michelle Dawson in Baltimore Center Stage's production of Fun Home. Judy, you said the protagonist is played by three different actors. How does that work? Do we see more than one Allison on stage at once? That'd be a trick.
Yes, no, we do see that occasionally. Adult Allison is there with a younger version of herself. The show shifts around in time the way memory does, and adult Allison is not always at the drafting table. She walks around watching the scenes as she remembers them. The direction's by Hannah S. Sharif, Center Stage's Associate Artistic Director, and the newly named Artistic Director of the Repertory Theater of St. Louis. They're lucky to get her. The three Allisons don't look alike, but we watch them grow emotionally and intellectually and in terms of gay identity as one person. And these actors make that growth convincing. 9-year-old Molly Lyons is just extraordinary as Small Allison, as she's called in the program. You feel her yearning to connect with her father, and she really aces her songs. Laura Darrell plays Medium Allison. She's stuck with an unfortunate wig in this production, but she takes Small Allison's yearning and she transfers it to her first girlfriend, Joan. Near the end, Andrea Prestonario, adult Allison, stops watching and takes part in a scene showing the last time that she and her father were together. They go for a drive. Andrea Prestonario makes it just wrenching to see Allison's still thwarted efforts to connect with her father. But let's get back to Medium Allison for a minute, the college student. She has this really exuberant song after her first night with Joan. Let's hear a bit of that.
Overnight, everything changed. I am not prepared. I'm dizzy, I'm nauseous, I'm shaky. I'm scared. Am I falling into nothingness or flying into something so sublime? I don't know, but I'm changing my major to John.
That was Laura Darrell in Fun Home at Baltimore Center Stage. Tell us about the portrayal of the parents, Judy.
Well, Center Stage has really top-notch portrayals of this very troubled couple. Jeffrey Denman plays the uptight father. He's a man who can't come to terms with his own sexual identity, and that damages the rest of the family. His anger is always simmering right near the surface. When Allison comes out, her father can't cope, not so much with her coming out, but with himself. Michelle Dawson, who plays the mother, portrays her as nervous, on edge, always afraid of her husband's rage and that it might break out at any moment. She just soars in the big solo she has near the end about what the days and days of her marriage have actually been like.
Yeah. I know you saw this production on Broadway, so you've got some comparisons to make here. How does it compare?
Well, I saw the musical on Broadway. It was a different production. Center Stage's production compares very favorably. It is equally strong. This is a do-not-miss production, as far as I'm concerned. I was very eager to see how another director and cast would treat this material, and I felt I got an even deeper understanding of the characters at Baltimore Center Stage. The show has a great score with tunes and lyrics that fit all three different Allisons at each age. Changing My Major to Joan is actually a humorous song, and it's one of several funny songs in the show. Graphic novels are two-dimensional, and this graphic novel is in black and white. The musical colors it in, not just with live actors, but with songs full of everything from desire to anger to occasional joy, often heartache. And all of that comes through at Baltimore Center Stage. It's a beautifully realized production.
Yeah, the musical is Fun Home at Baltimore Center Stage through Sunday, February 24th. We've got more information on our website, wypr.org/midday. So Judy, Tom will be back again next week. What's the thespian enterprise you and he are going to be talking about?
We will be talking about the new production at Everyman Theater. It's a play set in Amish country called Everything is Wonderful.
Oh, good. We'll look forward to that. See you next week.
See you.
That's it for us today. Coming up tomorrow, another edition of the Friday News Wrap with guest host Nathan Sterner sitting in for Tom Hall. Lunch for our guest today was provided by Eddie's of Roland Park, celebrating 75 years as Baltimore's gourmet grocer. Eddie's is making surprise workplace lunch drops every week this year as part of their year-long 75th anniversary celebration. For details, visit eddiesofrolandpark.com/anniversary. I'm Rob Sivek. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
This is Your Public Radio, 88.1 WYPR.